Good morning. What an absolutely gorgeous day out there. Weather is just perfect, and a couple more days of this, though, and it's going to head south, they said, start getting chilly. It's the way it's supposed to be, though, but enjoy it while it lasts. Have fun today. Carpe diem. It's good to be here on sacred and holy ground to worship the Lord our God. It's in this place that we scrape off the crud of the world, where we realign, readjust our priorities. It's in this place that we draw closer unto Christ. Christ draws closer unto us. It's in this place where we exhort one another and love each other. As different as we may be, whether we know each other's names or not, we still love each other because we all belong to the family of God. We are the body of Christ. So it is good to be here. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we give you thanks, God, for this place, for this sacred and holy ground upon which we gather. We give you thanks, God, that where two or more are gathered together in your name, there are you in the midst of them. Welcome, Lord. And God, we pray that what we do here today is pleasing unto you and life-changing to all of us, and then through us to all those around us. May they see Jesus in us. And Lord, we pray that what we do here today lifts high the name of Jesus. So come, Holy Spirit, into this place. Come into our hearts and open us up to receive the word that you have for us today. Speak to us. Mold us and shape us into the new creatures in Christ that you would have us be, Lord. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Way back to your seats, I'm going to begin our informal announcements. First of all, we have a birthday today. And the flowers on the altar in celebration of, is it 48, Elaine? Elaine's going to be 48 years old. Happy birthday to you. And we all know that I have a tendency to stretch the truth a little bit here. A few announcements for you. The Outreach is having their soup sale after our service today. They are having beef vegetables and stuffed pepper. If you're looking forward to the chicken gnocchi, I'm sorry, it's all sold out, so they don't have that this morning. Also, we want to remind you that the clothing bins outside that we have, and you're all going to be cleaning out your closets, getting your summer things put away and your winter things out. Remember that those clothing bins, when they're full, the activity from that, the sale from that, goes completely to our campership, and we hope that you would support the Methodist camps on that event. Also, the Women's Wednesday Night Bible Study is going to begin at 6:30. That's November 1st. It's going to be starting, and we hope to see you there. Are there any further announcements? Diane.
Very quickly, I announced a few weeks ago about the Raleigh Ringers concert, the first Saturday of December. It's at Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland, and the tickets are $20 each. I have two tickets left. We had someone who had to exchange some tickets. So if you are interested in two tickets for the Raleigh Ringers, come and see me. Thank you.
You'll see in your bulletin also, it's called Additional Ways to Donate Funds to the Church. United Way has their drive on. You can give to the church through the United Way. Plus, if you do any online shopping, if you use these particular sites that are listed, part of your purchase price goes towards the church. And there's a lot of other ways, which we have said before. We had a list that if you have property that you want to donate to the church, you can do that as well, like automobiles or land, jewelry, whatever. lot of different ways to give to the church. And I bring it up as because the it's part of our financial campaign, which will culminate November 5th, Sunday after next, during what we call our Consecration Sunday Communion. If you have a special gift that you want to present to the church, you can bring that down when you come for communion and leave that here. A lot of different, you can give any time you want to the church, though, but that will be Consecration Sunday. Ad Council, Tuesday night. If you're part of Ad Council, please make sure you're there. And if you're not, please keep it in prayer. Thank you.
As you know, today is Pastor Appreciation Sunday. And if you think this is just another Hallmark ploy to have you buy cards, it isn't. It has been established by all the churches to give honor and thanks to their clergy for the message that they bring you of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. It was deemed to be this many, many years ago before we even thought about Hallmark cards. And I'd like to read to you a few passages from both the Old and the New Testament testifying to this. From the Old Testament of Jeremiah, "And I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." Also from the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah, "Behold, I made him a witness to all the peoples, a leader, a commander for the peoples. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings the good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, 'Your God reigns.'" And it continues on into the New Testament when we can read from 1 Timothy, "Let the elders who rule will be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching." From Romans, "How then will they call on him when they have never believed? And how are they to believe in him if they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching?" From 1 Corinthians, "In the same way the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by proclaiming the gospel." We are very blessed here at First Church in Irwin to have a pastor who preaches from the Bible, who teaches us love of the Lord Jesus Christ and his salvation. And I know that you all want to give thanks to Pastor Bruce after the service today and come back to the reception room and have some coffee and cake and let him know how much you appreciate him. But we have also been taking up a love offering, and I have that now to present to Pastor Bruce with your thanks and mine. And I pushed it on.
Just hold it up closer.
This is for you, Pastor Bruce, and thank you so much for everything you've done for us. And I want to let you know, if you haven't come to the Wednesday Bible studies, we encourage you to come. The pastor will give us more prayer for our hearts than I've ever known. He has taught me, particularly, how to trust the Lord with prayer. I wish I could talk to God the way he can talk to God. And thank you so much for this. Thank you.
Every other Wednesday at 1 o'clock, we have a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Thank you, Peggy.
Thank you.
It's an honor and a privilege to be your pastor. And Bonnie and I, we just love it here. Love all of you. Isn't it amazing how that first day we all look at each other and say, "Oh, well, what's going to happen here?" You know, strangers. And yet we're no longer strangers. Well, some of us are still stranger than others, but we're family. We have become family, and I'm just amazed to see God's hand at work in us and through us and in this community. So we really enjoy being here, and we really appreciate your love and support. And I don't think there's anything in here, dear, so don't worry about this. I'll just take care of it. Yeah, right. Okay.
Bonnie, he is supposed to share that with you. Because you, too, are a wonderful member of our congregation. We thank you for your love and for your service. Thank you. Are there any further informal announcements? There being none, let's begin our worship. At the top of your bulletin, you'll see our October memory verse. Let's repeat it two times, please. Romans 10:13. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10:13. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Would you please stand for our call to worship? The Lord reigns. Let the people tremble. The Lord sits enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake.
The Lord is great in Zion and is exalted over all the peoples.
Let them praise your great and wondrous name.
Holy is the Lord.
Mighty ruler, lover of justice, you have established equity. Extol the Lord our God. Worship at the Lord's footstool.
Holy is the Lord.
Moses and Aaron were among God's priests. Samuel also was among those who called on God's name.
They cried to the Lord, who answered them, who spoke to them, and God.
They kept God's testimonies and the statutes God gave them. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain.
Surely the Lord our God is holy.
Please remain standing for hymn number 2070 in your black hymnal.
Thank you.
Give me five. All right. Hey, who loves us? Jesus loves us. Bunches and bunches and bunches. We're going to play a little game. So come on up here. Line up right across here. And let me get my pen out. Okay. We're going to play a game. I'm going to hide this pen. I'm going to hide it up here somewhere. Over here. Whoever finds it first gets this dollar. Okay. First, though, you have to close your eyes. You got to keep them closed real tight. These are the rules. Okay, you got to turn around twice. Okay. Eyes are closed real tight. All right, keep them closed real tight. Closed real tight. Keep them closed. Keep your eyes closed tight. Turn around again in a circle. Nod your head up and down. Okay, eyes are closed. Okay, open your eyes. All right, go ahead and go. See if you can find my pen. First service, somebody went right to the pen. Zip! What could I say? Boy, if it was a snake, it would have bit him. It is still there, isn't it? Pardon? Oh, you have it. You found it. I didn't even see you find it. Very good. Okay. Come over here, guys. Okay. Now, you followed the rules. And when you follow the rules, that's good. Things work out. They especially worked out for you. And we have a lot of rules in life to follow. We have rules to live by in the land in which we live. We have rules to live by that come to us from the Bible, too. And Jesus doesn't want us to cheat. Cheating is bad. Cheating gets us in trouble. Gets us in trouble in our country. Gets us trouble with God. So always follow the rules. Okay? Come on up here and let's pray. Well, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And we thank you, God, that you have given us directions for living. And we pray that your Holy Spirit shows us the right way to live. Guide us and direct us, Holy Spirit. Fill us with your love, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. Abby, come on down, Abby. Bring your parents with you. It's good? Okay, good. She's sleeping. Good. Good, good, good. Okay. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. And Abby is here today for baptism. I ask you, on behalf of the whole church, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness? Reject the evil powers of this world and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
I do.
Will you nurture Abby in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, answer, I will. To all of you, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Abby now before you in your care? Let us join together in professing the Christian faith, as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away her sin and clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in his final victory. Abby, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Abby, the Holy Spirit work within you and through you, that having been born of the water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Now it is our joy to welcome our new sister in Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend Abby to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. God bless you, Abby. Pour out his Spirit upon you. Here we go.
Welcome the child.
sound asleep, and I haven't even started preaching yet. I am going to blow the candle out now so it doesn't melt down too much. And I will leave it there. Pick it up after the service, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Our word of God is taken from the New Testament, 1 Thessalonians, a letter from Paul, Silas, and Timothy. And in recognition of Pastor Appreciation Day, let us take heed to these words. To the church at Thessalonica, to you who belong to God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, may blessings and peace be of heart and rich gifts from God our Father and from Jesus Christ our Lord. We always thank God for you and pray for you constantly. We never forget your loving deeds as we talk to our God and Father about you, and your strong faith and steady looking forward to the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that God has chosen you, dear brothers, much beloved of God. For when we brought you the good news, it was not just meaningless chatter to you. No, you listened with great interest. What we told you produced a power effect upon you, for the Holy Spirit gave you great and full assurance that what we said was true, so that you became our followers and the Lord's. For you received our message with joy from the Holy Spirit, in spite of the trials and sorrows it brought you. Then you yourselves became an example to other Christians in Greece. And now the word of the Lord has spread out from you to others everywhere, far beyond your boundaries. For wherever we go, we find people telling us about your remarkable faith in God. We don't need to tell them about you, for they keep telling us about the wonderful welcome you gave us and how you turned away from your idols to God so that now you only worship the one and true God as your master. And they speak of how you are looking forward to the return of God's Son from heaven, Jesus, whom God brought back to life, as he is our only Savior from God's terrible anger and sin. Go ahead. The ushers may please come forward for our tithes and offerings.
As the ushers come down, may the song that I'm about to sing not only be a song for the pastor, but for each and every one of us.
To you a heart so thankful. You have changed me like water into wine. I'm so grateful for your love, and I want to show how much this prayer of praise to you is all I want. To be yours and yours alone, to be faithful on the journey, to be all you want my life to be yours and yours alone, to be used by you completely, always following wherever you may lead. You're the heart and soul of all I want to be. And my desire is to be like you, with a vision that is given to your will, trusting only in your truth. I'm committed, Lord, to you. This is the path of faith and hope I choose. To be yours and yours alone. To
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Lord, we give unto you these tithes and these offerings. We give them, Lord, with a joyful heart. And we pray, God, that you would bless and multiply them and use them as you see fit for the ministries, through the ministries of this church, for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Joys and concerns. Joys. What do we want to praise the Lord for today? Let's praise the Lord for the weather. Absolutely gorgeous out there. What else do we want to praise the Lord for? Getting through a long week. Other joys. Abby was a joy. All our families. Hannah's ninth birthday yesterday. Happy birthday. Friday. Okay, you celebrated yesterday. Good time? Looked like it. I saw the pictures on Facebook. Anybody else have a joy they want to share?
Indoor plumbing.
Indoor plumbing. Thank you very much. Yes. We're thankful you got through the anthem today.
Good morning, God.
So you are.
Good job.
Anybody else have a joy? I'm sorry, what is that? It is. The joy of the freedom to worship in this country, yes. Okay, for another member in the Sunshiners. Yes. And thank you for sharing your talent with us. Yep, we are joyful and we should praise the Lord for the clothes that we wear, food that we eat, the roof over our heads, the vehicles that we drive or ride in, the roads that we travel on, the options that we have for this place and for each other. And that's just the beginning of it. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay, grab your pens and your pencils. Write down this on whatever piece of paper you can find. Have some prayer requests. And I will start them off with JJ. I talked with Ethel this morning, and JJ underwent surgery around 10 o'clock this morning, some more surgery. He continues to progress, though, and get better. We want to pray for Cheryl, wife of Reverend Chuck Hildebold. She's battling cancer. And we want to pray for Lori, John, and Glenn. Pray for Bonnie and I as we have to have our 19 or 20-year-old cat put down today. And I'm not a cat person. I keep saying, you stupid cat. Oh, I love that little thing. Pray for our country and our country's leaders, USA, and then FUMC, pray for our church. We want to be all that God wants us to be. Pray that the Holy Spirit just brings a great revival to our church. Jason and Jim Jarvis and family. Jim Jarvis is a pastor down in Greene County. Met Jim many, many years ago. He's got himself a real nice church. Jim was a bad boy growing up, and then he got Jesus and became quite the preacher. His wife had a lot of different ailments. The main one was the rheumatoid arthritis, which really was crippling her. But she passed away yesterday at noon, a young woman by all standards. And Jimmy's going to have me come down and share the service with him this week. Please pray for the Jarvis family. Others, who else do we want to pray for?
My grandmother is still in rehab, and for the past week, maybe 2 weeks, going through a nightmare with the insurance company, and they are not letting her do her PT, and so she is regressing. And
what's Grandma's name?
Eleanor.
Okay, we want to pray for Eleanor, especially that the insurance company will help her instead of hurt her. So pray that the insurance company comes through. They're holding up her recovery. Pray for Eleanor. Okay, you don't know anybody that's in any pain or suffering in any way that doesn't have any money problems. You don't know anybody like that, right? Nobody we want to pray for.
My name is Father, and this is known by the name of Hutch.
Hutch, pray for Hutch. God knows what the details are. Pray for our David Walker, and Pray for Virginia Ives, Doris Ireland, all battling cancer. Debbie, pray for Debbie.
For the people around the world that are affected by disasters.
Yes. Victims of disasters, the hurricanes that have happened, and the wildfires, the earthquakes, and those type of things, just because they're not in the news, we know that those folks are still hurting. Let's pray for those who are addicts and family and friends. If you have an unspoken request for God, raise your hand. That's your act of faith. God sees that hand and knows the details. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our blessings. For indeed, we are a blessed people. And God, we lift up into the light and love of your presence situation with Shauna today. Lift up to you Cheryl and Lori and John and Glenn and Jason and Jimmy and his family. We pray for JJ and Bob. We pray for Eleanor and Hutch and Debbie, for David and Virginia and Doris, victims of the disasters. For those who are addicted, Lord, their family and friends. We pray for our country and our country's leaders. We pray for our church, for the ministry here. Come, Holy Spirit, come and fill us with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ. For the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We have favor with God and man. And we know that in all things, God, you work together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And with you, God, all things are possible. If God be for us, who can be against us? All these things are written. It is your word which is living and alive, and we believe, God, help our unbelief. And we will give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. Matthew chapter 22, beginning with verse 15. Let us hear this word of the Lord. Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap Jesus in his words. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said, we know that you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing the evil intent of their hearts, said, You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax. They brought him a denarius, and he asked them, Whose image is this, and whose inscription? Caesar's, they replied. Then he said to them, So give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. When they heard this, they were amazed, so they left him and went away. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. This is the word of God for the children of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. I got to tell you that this passage today is from the lectionary. The lectionary is that guided walk through the Bible. And my United Methodist calendar, every Sunday, there are a bunch of scriptures that are listed, Old and New Testament and Psalms, along with a hymn. Scriptures that I should preach from. And every Sunday, it takes us through the Bible, you know. And so part of my preparation, I read some commentaries. I even read some other sermons. I go on the internet, do a little bit of research, pray about it. And it was interesting what I read about this passage, about render unto Caesar's that which is Caesar's and unto God that which is God. You know, that passage, that pericope, is one of the best known passages in the Bible. You know, John 3:16, we say a lot of people know, but I'll tell you, people who aren't even religious have heard this one, you know, render unto Caesar's that which is Caesar's. And render unto God that which is God's. So there were a lot of differing opinions in all these commentaries. Some people were saying, well, it says that we shouldn't pay a war tax, but we should obey authorities. Other people said, no, we shouldn't pay any tax at all. Other people said that, Jesus wasn't really giving them any kind of answer. He was just trying to confuse them because he always liked to turn their questions back on them. And he was just getting out of the trap. So I called a couple of my buddies, and when I was talking to them, a couple of colleagues, other pastors, and I asked them, you know, how do you interpret this? And the one fellow says, well, I don't. He says, I never preach on that passage. He says, I don't know what to make out of that. You know, and the other fellow says, well, I'm not sure. He says, it could mean a lot of different things, and wasn't helpful at all, you know. So what I'm going to tell you is what spoke to me. I mean, sometimes I'll give you the scriptures, and I'll say, this is what God means. This is one of those passages where I say, thus saith Bruce. This is the way I interpret this. They were there to try to trick Jesus, first off, because if they could get him to answer that, yes, pay the tax, just give it to Caesar, and he would leave it at that, his followers would get mad. Because Jesus was a political king to them. He was the one who was going to raise up an army and kick Rome out of the country. He was going to get rid of Caesar. That's why they thought Jesus was there. So if he sided with Caesar, it would just cause problems. Now, on the other hand, if he said, don't pay the tax to Caesar, then he would be a subversive, a troublemaker, and he would be in trouble with the Roman rule. It was like a no way out. But, you know, Jesus, give the Caesars what is Caesar's, give the gods what is God's. So let me ask you, I got to follow the rules. We all got to live by rules. So I've got to give this card to Bonnie. Dear, I don't know what's in here, but, you know, happy wife, happy life. So there you go. All right. How many people here bought something at the store this past week? Any store? Raise your hand. Okay, some of you didn't go shopping at all. How many people here were in a car this past week, either as a passenger or driver? Raise your hand. Okay. How many people here have bills, owe money to anybody? Raise your hand. Okay, those of you that didn't, come see me later. I need some help, okay? How many people here have used the facilities this week, either at home or away? Now, everybody should raise their hand, because unless you're going out in the woods, you've used the facilities. How many people here didn't take out your frustration and anger on your neighbors or coworkers? In other words, you didn't beat them up or anything. Raise your hand. All right. You know, I mean, the law says not to do that, so we don't, as much as we may want to. How many of us here went to work this past week? Okay. How many of us here paid a tax on anything, whether you bought it, paid real estate, income tax, or whatever? Okay. Just like we were telling the kids, we all live by rules, don't we? And if you've done any of those things, if you've provided for your family a roof over your heads and clothes and food and that, if you have obeyed the laws while driving your car, at least within reason, then you know what you've done? You have rendered unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. You have done that. Because to me, that's what that means. It's talking about the material world around us. It's talking about the authorities under which we live. And Romans chapter 13, verse 1, it says that we are to You see Romans 13, 1 on there anywhere?
You're asking the wrong person, because I ain't got no glasses on.
Oh, I found it. Thanks. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. Now, if you continue to read in Romans 13:1, you read on up till verse 7, it'll tell you that you're to respect the authorities, the government. You're to respect them, support them, pray for them. You are to be a good citizen. That's what we're supposed to do. Be a good citizen. But there's more that God has called us to do. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, but render unto God that which is God's. So the question then is, if rendering unto Caesar is in the natural world and it's, you know, paying the taxes, obeying the government and that kind of thing, then what is rendering unto God what is God's? What is it that God requires of us? Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Micah is one of those Old Testament prophets. Micah chapter 6, verse 8 says, "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." These are the three things that God requires of you and me. To act justly. To act justly means to be fair with everybody around you, to treat one another fairly, to love justice, to hate oppression and injustice, to help fix things that are broken, to act justly. So we are to act justly, and that means submitting to the authorities, upholding our judicial system. And if you don't like a law that we have, local, national, whatever, there are proper channels through which to change it. And so we are to do our best. We have a right in this country to voice our opinions, to complain, but there is a proper system to follow. Obey the authorities. So we are to act justly. Number two is to love mercy. We're to love mercy. Now, that's a no-brainer, because I want to tell you that we're all sinners, every one of us. We're all sinners in one way or another. And you know what sin does? It separates us from God. Puts a wall up. And if we are not with God, we have no life. We're talking about eternal damnation. If we are with God, we have life. Talking about the promised land in heaven. Romans tells us that the wages of sin is death. So every one of us deserve to die. And yet God, in his infinite wisdom and love and mercy, sent his son Jesus to die for us. And when we believe in Jesus and all that he did for us, that God raised him from the dead, and we invite Jesus into our hearts to control our lives, we surrender to Jesus. When we do that, we have eternal life. Now, we've received that mercy from God, and God is saying that we should love mercy. We should show mercy to one another. So we've done something that the other person doesn't like. We've stepped on each other's toes. We've hurt each other's feelings. Turn the other cheek. Turn the other cheek and show mercy, because mercy's been shown to us. Love one another. We are to love mercy, to live by mercy. It'll be okay. Everything will work out. And then to walk humbly with our God. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. "So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time he will lift you up in honor." Walk humbly with God. You know what it means to be humble? You know what it means to... Eric doesn't have a clue. No clue. To be humble means to take all of your power and all of your fame, your fortune, your resources, and to put it at God's disposal. Humble means to care more about the other person than you care about yourself. Humble means to put the other person first, to think of them first, yourself last. Even though you have the ability and power to be first, to be the best, you back off. and you care more about the other person. That's being humble, and you do that with God. You don't get full of pride, you don't get all puffed up, but you say, God, not my will, but your will be done. That's humility. It doesn't matter what we're able or capable of doing, but it's about what we choose to do. And we choose to put our lives at God's disposal. That is walking humbly with God. And at the right time, God will lift you up in honor. Yeah. See, because according to the world, we may look like losers, but according to God, he's calling us a winner all the way because we walked humbly with him. So, if that is God's, then what does it mean? How do you put the two together? What does it mean? Render unto Caesar's that which is Caesar's. Being a good citizen, paying our taxes, taking care of the things that have to be done in the world. And then how do we do at the same time, how do we render unto God that which is God's? Because according to Psalm 24 says that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. So rendering unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, well, even that belongs to God. How do we do that and keep the second part? It's easy. We're just a good Christian. We be a good Christian in everything that we do. When you're paying your bills, you're being a good Christian. When you're dealing with your brothers or sisters or neighbors or coworkers, you treat them justly. You be a good Christian. Your spouse, you be a good Christian. Your children, you be a good Christian to them. You just be a good Christian. Be a good Christian in church. When you go shopping, when you go out to eat, you be a good Christian. You act justly. You love mercy. And you walk humbly with your God. So that even in while we're rendering unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, the whole time we are being a good Christian and rendering unto God that which is God's. And you know what? When people see us do that, they want what we want, what we have. That's a witness. That's a witness. So that's what that scripture verse means to me. Be a Christian in all that we do every day. Act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. Come, Holy Spirit, come and make it so. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and sing, Take My Life and Let It Be. I just want you to know that really appreciate your support, your reaffirmation of the ministry in that. And I also want you to know that the gift that was collected, I had divided so that a portion of that will go to Stephen. Pastor Stephen is our youth pastor. Wished he was here so we could give him a round of applause for all the work that he's been doing with our youth, because they live about 45 minutes away, and him and Dawn, but they're here all the time, and they are doing a bang up job with our youth, and just keep praying for him and keep supporting him in the ministry there. The youth are the future of the church, so thank you for that. We have what's left of the soup sale as you're going out of the sanctuary on the table back there. I don't know if there's anything left or not, but if there is, snatch that up. Ad Council meeting Tuesday night for those who are part of Ad Council. And punch and cake across the hall here. So stop over for some refreshments. It is very, very nice. Okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for attaboys, for pats on the back, for encouragement. They mean so much to all of us, no matter who we are, and we all need them, God. But Lord, the real honor and glory and praise all has to go to you, for you alone are worthy. It is only by the power of your Holy Spirit that we are able to do what we do. So blessed be your holy name, God. Anoint us now with your Spirit so that as we leave this place, no matter where we go and what we do this week, we will act justly, we will love mercy, and we will walk humbly with you, O Lord our God. For we ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen.